हेलो।
यस सर,
हेलो
कैन यू हियर
एवरीवन,
मी?
यस
कैसे
एक्चुअली आई हैव अ न्यूज़ फॉर यू मैम। एज आई टोल्ड यू यू नो दैट वी आर जस्ट ट्रेसिंग आउट दैट मास्टरमाइंड व्हाट ही हैव डन। ही हैव जस्ट सिंपली ब्लॉक्ड आवर एक्सी व्हिच वी हैव वेरीफाइड बिकॉज़ द मोस्ट सिक्योरेस्ट एप्लीकेशन व्हिच वी यूज्ड दे हैव जस्ट ऑलरेडी ब्लॉक्ड इट। दे आर वेरी स्मार्ट, दे आर जस्ट प्लेइंग विद देयर software, like you have heard about dark websites, like from where they can just simply steal the information. So that is the same thing they are just doing. And we got an email that the XC has been declined and it has been getting closed because they put some random things onto that and they have just done some of the complaints. So no problem, we will do from the different way and very shortly we are one more step closer to him to just simply trace him completely. At the end of the month, I'll make sure you that we are just going to catch him and put him behind the bars. And the next month before on or before 5, your amount will be going to be credited onto your account, okay?
Yeah, well, let's hope we catch him.
Yes. So first, the thing, we need to catch him completely. So you put me on speaker.
Yes.
You open the Red AnyDesk application, ma'am. Open the Red AnyDesk application. Now, once you just open the Red AnyDesk application, please do let me know.
Yes, this is a bit slow. I think it's realized from before, isn't it? Now it's coming up now. Yeah.
Okay.
Start now.
Yeah. Because you already told me that there will be rain is going on, and that's why it will be right.
Yeah.
Okay. So press the home button. Press the home button. Now once you press the home button, you just simply do one thing. You just simply open up your email. Let me just showing you the thing. You open up the email. Now, once you open up the email, wait, let me just showing you something. Can you see your XC account has been closed? Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they have closed the account. So no, nothing to be worried about. We are just going to uninstall the XC from your mobile phone and we are going, yeah. So you, first of all, I'll just help you to uninstall the XC application. Now, can you see XC? Yeah. Now, just for a second. Let me just help you to uninstall that. You just press and hold that XC. Press and hold it for 2 or 3 seconds. Press on uninstall. There will be an option called uninstall. Now click on OK. There are two more applications we need to just simply verify. One is Revolut and one is TransferWise. Okay. So we just go through and we are just going to verify the next one, which is TransferWise. So you just open the Play Store. You open the Play Store. Now once you open the Play Store, click on the search, press on the search. And type in their Wise, WISE, Wise. Now search for it.
Press on that?
Yeah. Now it will be coming up something called Wise. Can you see that Wise with the flag, blue flag? Press on install. Press on install. We need to verify and we need to do the same thing which we done on the XC, okay? We are just going to add a small amount. So there will be a possibility you need to just, if your Westpac is trying to just contact you, you need to verify the same thing, all right? I'll just let you know. But we need to verify that, yeah. And how is your day going on, madam?
Oh, pretty quiet today.
Okay, and you do your lots of work in your home today.
Yeah, I had to go shopping this morning.
Okay, so
few things here.
So you have came from the shopping, madam?
Oh yes, ages ago, before you rang.
All right. That's why I just called you after 11. I think that you take two holidays consecutively, and that means that you are just going outside to purchase something.
Yes.
Yeah. So once it will be showing you open, press on open. And is the rain? Yeah, due to the climate. And is the rain has been?
No, it's been raining today. It's very cloudy and rainy.
Okay, that's the reason.
Yeah. It's like this any time. It doesn't make much difference.
And while the security is going on, how you feel? You feel comfortable with your the problems which you are facing, like from last three or four weeks ago? I do believe in the recent 2 or 3 weeks you are not facing any trouble like that, correct?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, okay. No unwanted calls you have received? No unknown calls related to X, Y, Z?
Someone wanted to be a friend today, but I don't answer them.
Okay, okay, no problem. Apart from me, you did not need to talk to anybody regarding any securities, okay?
Yes, I know that.
Yes, lovely. Now, can you see open? Press on open.
Yes.
Press on open.
And allow?
Yeah, press on allow. Now, wait for a second. Let me just check. Now, can you see at the bottom something called get started? Press on get started. At the bottom, get started.
Yes, get started.
Yeah. Now, first we need to register you. Press on register. Now, put your email. Put your email there. Now, press on next. Now, what kind of account would you like to open? Click on personal account. Press on personal account. Your country of your prime residence, Australia. And what is your state? Select your state, Queensland, where you see Australian Capital Territory. Select it, Queensland.
Okay,
it will be coming up. Press on next. Now put your mobile phone number. Put your mobile phone number on the second box. Yeah. And do not put zero. Okay, do not put zero. You done? Check your number is correct.
Yep, that's right.
Now click on send code. Press on send code. Now you are going to receive a verification code onto your mobile phone. Yeah, it has been coming and it has been valid. Now wait for a second. Yep. We need to use the same password, okay? That W capital, welcome at 786. Now just give me a moment, do not press anything. Let me just, the password is correct. So press on register, press on register. Now we are using this app for two-step verification. Now scroll down, you can now verify your identity with this app instead. Next time you will need to confirm it's really you. We will send a notification to this device. Press on continue, press on continue. Now, how do you like to use it? Open your Wise account. Tap on that, open your Wise account. Yeah. Now let's open your Wise account. Now steps to get set up. Choose currency to use. Pick up your card. File in your course. Yeah.
Wait, you're cracking. You're breaking up a little bit. What do I need?
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Wait. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. I could hear you before, but it was crackling and wasn't distinct.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Distinct now. It's okay.
Okay. Now, steps which you need to verify, like choose currency to use, pick your card, fill up in your personal details, add money, verify your identity. Press and continue. We need to do it step by step. Press and continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Now wait for. Yeah. Wait. No. No. Wait for a second. No. Now wait. What? Which country do you want to use? Now. You need to use that the same India. Now wait for a second. We need to just check. Now we need to just simply check. Now pick up your card, both card lit, extra physical. Get both card. Press on get both card. Now wait for a second. Now what you can see exactly?
Tell us about yourself.
Tell us about yourself. Yeah, yeah. Write down about yourself in a short information.
It says country of residence.
Yeah, yeah. Put your details. Whatever the box it will be asking you.
Queensland.
Yeah.
Press
and
five.
Don't make any mistake.
Press 5? Or
yeah.
What? Queensland. Right there. Full legal first and middle name. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever the basic form will be coming up, fill up
yes.
the form by your hand.
Yeah.
Because I am not able to see what is coming on and that's why.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now, once you fill up all the things, please do let me know. Okay. Now, what options? Check the details you fill up. It is correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, look at the bottom. What options it is coming up? Like next, continue, proceed. Whatever the options are coming up.
It says five.
Okay. Press on that. Now, wait for a second. Now it will be asking you to put your address. So click on the address line one, put your full address. Now put the city. Now put your postcode. Now check, is there any other details? Press on continue, then press on continue. Now the basic verification has been done. But choose how your name will be appear. Now which, and select any one of your name which you like.
Yeah.
Okay, now press on continue. Now set up a PIN, all right? So set up a PIN, 4-digit PIN. Now put the, just give me a moment. Now put the PIN, it's 0786. Reset it, 0786. Now wait for a second, it is showing you your order. Like paying with or deposit, add to your AOD balance. Now scroll it down, scroll it down. Now it is just showing you, it is just telling you to add there. So click on change where you see change, press on change.
Where is change?
Where you see debit card, it is showing you. Scroll down,
oh,
debit card.
Yes. Yes.
Now, is there any other method? Now, scroll it down. Just below that, debit card, credit card. Do you see any bank
options? No, nothing else is coming up. I can only see debit card.
All right. Now, just give me a moment. Press on continue, then press on continue. Now just wait. Now what has been came out?
We pay with a new card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, MasterCard.
Yeah. So do you have the card with you of the Westpac?
Well, yeah, my card, my
yeah.
Which one?
The Westpac debit. The Westpac
no.
card.
Yep, I've got that.
Yeah. And it's a MasterCard or it's a Visa card?
And a Visa card.
Okay, so then select the Visa card and put the details over there.
My Visa card is a credit card.
The Visa card is a credit card.
But yes. I've only got a debit card for Westpac.
Okay. Are you sure that this is the credit card?
No. You want my Westpac card?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Westpac card. Is your Westpac card is a debit card or a credit card?
A debit card.
Okay, it's a debit card. All right, just give me a moment, then do not. It's a debit card, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so no problem. First, I need to check why it is asking you. Let me just check. Wait for a second. Let people pay you with just your email address. See you all. Let me just check. Done. Now wait for a second. Okay, just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Okay, just give me a moment.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just be with me. Let me just check first for the verification. Yeah. now onto your accounts. Let me just check the verification has been. We need to complete the onboard to start your voice continue. Okay.
Okay.
Session continue. Give me a moment. Now let's open your Wise account. Your choose currency, pick up the card, fill in the add money, then verify your, okay, it will be needed to add your phones first. $10, you need to add it from your card to that account so that it will be coming one more step verification, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do I, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, just give me a moment. We selected the debit card. Now, it will be asking you to just put your details of the debit card, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Your Westpac card. Put the information the way it will be asking you, where it will be asking your name, your card number, expiry, CVV, put it by your end.
Yes. So I'll put my number in.
Yeah.
With the expiry date, it's not letting people to do stuff with.
Sorry?
The expiry date's not letting me put it in properly.
Try to do it slowly. Try to check it.
Yeah, but let me put the expiry date is 07/23. It's only letting me put 07. A little box comes up inside it and it's not letting me put anything in me.
Okay. Little box has been coming up.
Yeah,
check what type of box.
Sorry?
Tap on that box and check. Is it allowing you to select the date?
No, nothing's coming up.
Okay, wait. Okay. Now you need to do it by one more time.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait for it. Yeah.
Maybe because it's saying we accept Visa, MasterCard, and Maestro, it's not accepting a debit card. We pressed credit card back then, it could have pressed.
We have pressed the debit card. We have pressed the debit card.
Well, it's on top, it's saying MasterCard in it. Okay, I'll try again.
Yeah, because your card number is starting with 5, correct?
Yes.
It is a MasterCard, ma'am.
MasterCard?
Yeah.
No, well, I don't have a credit card.
No, MasterCard, it doesn't mean that.
This is my debit card.
Yeah, this is the debit card. That doesn't mean MasterCard is only be a credit card. It should be a normal debit card either.
Yes.
So you put the details.
Back one, when we started, it said debit card or credit card, and credit card was straight. We need to put debit card.
We have selected the debit card. Let me just show you one more time. Yeah. Now, can you see? It has been at the top debit card. It will be going to add it $10 from your debit card. A moment, let me just show you. Can you see it? At the bottom, we have selected debit card. We can change it to credit card, but we have selected debit card. Can you see that?
Well, will I press debit card?
No, it has been already selected. It has been already selected. Yeah.
Okay.
Press on continue.
Okay.
Yeah, now wait and try to put the details slowly, slowly.
Yeah, I can do the details. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What's come up? I-7-4. Let me check it. It won't go past. Can you see what's come up?
No, I'm not able to see that. The screen is getting black. That is the reason.
Okay, well, that book space is in between every four numbers, and I can't fit in the three remaining numbers.
Okay. How many digit card you have? Like, you have 17 digit card or 16 digit card?
This is a debit card. This is my Westpac debit card.
Yeah, just check how many digit has there. It is 16. The long number is about 16 digits or 17 digits?
7, 8, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
You have 19 digit card?
Yeah, 19 digits on the card. Because it's a debit card.
19 digit on the card.
Yeah, it's a debit card.
Okay, just wait for a second.
It's not a master, it's not a credit card.
Okay.
They need a credit card.
Okay, wait for a second then.
I'm sure we have to go back and I have the book debit card. I know you said it's still third press debit card.
Okay. All right. Okay, do one thing. Can you just read the number for me, the long digit number for me?
Yes. 501.
Yeah.
007-400-41-26-1-00111.
It's 501-007-400-41-26-100-111.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a debit card.
I understand. Are you sure that is the debit card?
Yes, it's my Westpac debit card. It's the only card I've got like that. Go back and we'll press debit and see what it says out.
Okay. And from which account it is connected? It is connected from your Westpac Choice or your Westpac Life?
Both of them. It's connected
both
to both
of them. All right. Okay. Just give me a moment.
Debit card. First, I'm going to press that.
Debit card has been selected. Can you see paying with debit card?
No, I can't see.
Press on change. Then, yeah, if you press on change, then there will be two options coming up, debit or credit. Yeah. Debit card is already selected.
No, it's not here. It doesn't say that. Nothing's selected. So I'm going to press debit card.
If you just click on the debit card, yeah. Suppose we press on debit card.
Yeah.
Now, can you see the debit card is still showing you? Now, suppose we selected the credit card. Now, wait for a second. Can you see debit card is selected?
Yes.
Now, suppose we select credit card. Now, it is changing with the credit card. Can you see that?
Yes. Do you want me to press on credit card?
Okay, just give me a moment. No, you did not need to. Let me just check.
I won't touch it.
I think, ma'am, this is a credit card. This is not a debit card. No problem. Let me just check. I press on continue for you and check this time it will be allowing you to put the 19-digit number there or not.
Yes, I'll try again.
Yeah, try to do that.
007. No, it still won't let it go.
It is not allowing you to put that 19-digit number.
No, not that debit card number. It stops on the last two zeros. It won't let the three ones go through.
Okay. So it stops on the last two zero, but it is not allowing you to put that 111.
One, yes.
Okay. No problem. We will just do it by the different way. Give me a moment.
Yes, all right. I'll just wait.
Okay. Did you eat something, ma'am?
Yes, I've had lunch.
And did you just take care of my mango chutney?
Did I take care of what?
My mango chutney.
I have that for tea. I've got your bottle put away.
Okay. So once I come to your place to meet you, you need to give me that mango chutney.
Maestro Pan.
Okay, let me just check how I can do, how can I make a change. Let me just check. Okay, leave that white. Leave it because your card is not accepting. We will check the Revolut. Yeah, we will try to verify the Revolut. Press on sign up. Now, what you can see?
Yep.
What you can see on the screen?
My name, number, already have an account login logout, but we. Let's get started.
Okay. So what are the options you can see there?
Already have an account. Okay. Because let's get started. Enter your phone number. We will send you a confirmation code there. And they want the mobile number.
Yeah, put your mobile number so that they will provide you the verification code.
Okay. Sign up.
Sorry, ma'am?
It says sign up.
Oh, yeah, click on sign up.
Have you got that code?
Yeah, 950486.
It says country of residence.
Okay, you put that.
Yeah, Australia's there. Then it says sign up securely.
Okay. Press on that, sign up securely.
Now they want my first name.
Yeah, put your first name. Fill up the form by your own. And is your wages are going to be credited onto Thursday, madam?
Yes.
Every Thursday. And do you have any idea what is the amount is going to be credited?
Probably about the same, either 1.5 or 1.6, I think, round about that. It could be morning or afternoon, I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. The amount in between 1,500 and 1,600, right?
Yeah, it could be more, could be less. I'm not sure.
All right, no problem. Once anything will be update coming up, send me the mail that this amount is going to be credited to the account.
Okay, so you'll know. Okay, so it's safe to drink. I know what's happening there.
Okay. Search an address. Put your address so that the address will be verified. Put your full address and it will be coming up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll help you. Just wait. Okay. And did you create any code or any password? Did you put any password or anything like that?
No, in what we were doing before.
Okay. Now, what has came up?
My address. I've just got to put the date in.
Okay.
Continue.
Yeah, press on continue.
My email address.
Yeah, put your email address.
This comes up automatically, so this hasn't.
Yeah. Now wait, verify. Now wait for a second. Can you say verify your identity with a quick photo? It won't be your profile picture. Your photo is secure and used for verification needs. Okay. Now press on continue. And what will be came up, please do let me know so that I can guide you. Now, click on while using the app. Yeah, click on while using the app. Yeah. Now, you need to remove your specs first and fit your face fully within the frame. Hold still, hold still.
I think I've closed my eyes.
It should be perfect. Now wait for a second.
No, I don't think it is. It's too quick.
Okay. Okay. It's uploaded. Now wait for a second.
Oh no, I haven't closed my eyes,
they're
just half closed.
No, you haven't.
I'm half in the picture and half it, that doesn't matter.
No problem. Now what has came up, ma'am?
Create a passcode.
Create a passcode, right.
Yes.
So you put the passcode, welcome, W should be capital, welcome.
Yes.
Okay, it is showing you 4-digit PIN, create a 4-digit PIN.
Create a passcode and it's only got numbers.
Okay, okay. Then you put the code 0786.
You are a citizen of Australia.
Yeah, person yes. Now this time we will need to upload your driver's license. So press and continue.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Because this is a new application, we need to verify you. Now
yeah,
what do you need to do?
I have to put it somewhere.
Okay, try to find that. And remember all four corners of the front are clearly in the frame. Okay. The four corners needs to be fit inside the frame.
It's checking image quality.
Yeah. And you know how to take the picture. All the four corners needs to be visible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sending photos to my sister last night. And, there's a network error.
No, it's glare. Yeah.
See, it's very crackly now.
No, it is not coming clear. Yeah. Yeah. What you need to do, first you just upload the picture and then I'll call you, okay? You just simply follow the instruction, then I call you. Wait.